Hello, loves. Are you ready to embark on a soul-stirring adventure? If you are, hell yes. If not, well, get ready, babes. Because at Love Lighthouse, we are all about starting the transformative journey of healing and awakening to the true you. So let's go. Welcome back, all you babes out there. Okay, I have a question for you. Do you have the people that matter most to you in your life? Do you have their back? Are you loyal to them? Of course, the first thing you're going to think is, yes, of course, right? But this is something that I think that we need to look deeper into, because there's a lot of times when we actually don't. And I know that's not what we want. I know we want to show up for the people we love the most. And I know we want to really have their back. But I want you to think about this. Let's say somebody called you and told you that your child was doing all this stuff, or was telling you that your child was bullying their child, or that, let's say that you have a spouse and somebody called you and said, hey, your spouse is acting inappropriate with the people at work or is doing something behind your back. What would you do? Would you automatically believe these people that are calling you that you don't even know, when they're talking about someone that you have a very close relationship with? I think it's an interesting question, right? I mean, obviously that would not be comfortable to have that conversation, but would you give the person that you are supposedly closest with, would you give them the benefit of the doubt? Would you take a minute before you just jump to conclusions and all of a sudden get upset with either your child or your spouse or whoever this stranger was calling you about? Would you give them a chance? Would you take a moment, take a deep breath, stand back and listen to that person that's calling you, but then also go, okay, well, I'm going to take a moment here and I'm going to, you know, I appreciate you calling me, but there's two sides to this and I'll get your information. Maybe I'll call you back. But you give that person that is so dear to you a chance. This has definitely happened to us before. I had someone a while back call us and talk to us about some stuff that had been happening with our two daughters, my daughter and her daughter. And she called us and was, you know, telling us all this stuff that our daughter had supposedly done. And I'm not saying that we should be naive and just think our kids are the best and that they don't ever make any mistakes and do anything that they shouldn't do. But I do think it's so very important for us to have the people that we love the most in our lives, that we are close with, that we know their true intentions, and we give them a chance to speak their side, their truth, their perspective, without us coming in hot at them, like coming in and saying, hey, I just talked to this mom and she said you did this and I'm really mad at you, or I'm, you know, ashamed with you, or whatever it is that we could jump to conclusions with. Instead, taking a deep breath, stepping back, and actually saying, hey, what happened here, honey? Talk to me. Tell me what's going on. And allowing that person that we love to speak their truth and tell their side of the story. I thought about this with people in relationships, right? If somebody were to call me and tell me that my husband was doing something behind my back, being shady. Now, back in the day, I would have gotten really upset. But where I'm at now with him, there's no one I trust more than this man. I trust him so much, and I know how he feels about me, and I'm pretty sure he knows how I feel about him. It's just an interesting thought, right? And I think so many times we do jump to conclusions. And if some stranger is calling you and you automatically jump on their side, there's something off. Hey guys, if you are enjoying today's podcast, I invite you to come and be a part of my tribe. We go deeper into all of these kinds of topics. You can find out all the details at awakenwithjen.com. I will also drop the link in the show notes. I can't wait to see you there and let's grow together. So another way you can look at this is with your children. I mean, this happens all the time with us. We've got two teenagers and they're constantly getting in little arguments and spats, and we're not there to see. We didn't maybe see the whole thing unfold. And then she's got a story and he's got a story, and they're very different stories, right? And so what do you do in that moment? Well, at the end of the day, you didn't see it and you don't know. And so you can't just believe one or the other. I don't know how you could do that. It's something that you can't just make an assessment based on who yells louder and tells you their story first. So in that situation, I'm not saying to just do nothing. Like if your kids are fighting and they both come in bleeding because they've been beating each other up, what do? I'm not saying to just shrug your shoulders and do nothing. But I do think instead of you just hearing one of the children's stories and jumping to conclusions, you must take a deep breath and let them both tell their story. Let them both be heard, and then make your assessment once you ask questions or once you have taken that time to listen to what they have to say. So in life, we do want to just jump to conclusions. And I thought this was a good thought for us to think, you know, do you have those people's back in your life that you love the most? And sometimes they are doing things that need to be addressed, but just taking the time to slow down and actually listen with an open heart and an open mind is very, very important. So next time you have either a stranger call you about somebody that you know dearly, or the kids come squabbling and you're just listening to one of them and jumping to conclusions, then slow down, take a deep breath, and actually listen. Our kids go through different things in their lives, and people, not just our kids, but people, our spouses, our friends, our family, they go through different things in their lives. And sometimes they need some grace. And they need people to be able to see what they're going through at the time. Let's say your child's acting out. Instead of you just getting so mad at them and you acting out back, take some time to go, what is happening with them? Maybe it's a cry for help. Maybe they need some attention. Maybe they're getting bullied at school. Maybe they're suffering. Maybe they're in an insecure space, or having a lot of hormonal changes. To have that tribe and those true advocates that are there for you, that can see past what the rest of the world sees, to me, that is the goal. And it's not easy, is it? It is not easy, you know, when you're raising kids and you're going through life and you have your own things on your mind and heart, and people are acting up around you, and being able to see through that, even with your spouse. Maybe your spouse is in a vulnerable, insecure space in their life. Maybe they are angry. Maybe they're full of fear and it's projected towards you. And if you could see past what's really happening, instead of just seeing someone acting like a jerk in front of you, then I think you can really get somewhere if you are that person that looks at them with compassion and says, honey, are you okay? You haven't been yourself lately. I just want to make sure you're okay. Can you imagine how powerful that is, as opposed to us just reacting back and yelling back? So that's the message today. It's very simple, but just to slow down, take a breath, and actually look deeper into a situation instead of just reacting. Much love to you. Have a fabulous week. Bye for now. If this podcast means something to you, it would mean so much to us if you would be willing to take 30 seconds to do these three things. First, can you please follow or subscribe to Love Lighthouse? Following helps you because you'll never miss an episode, and it helps us because we won't miss you. To do this, just go to the Love Lighthouse show page on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts, and then just tap the plus sign in the upper right-hand corner or click on follow. This is the most important thing you can do for Love Lighthouse. While you're there, if you'd be willing to give us a 5-star rating and review, and then share this episode with someone you love. Thank you so much, dear. I'll see you next time.